We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, a little bit after 4 o'clock on a Thursday. Joe Z in for Hawk with Crowder.
Sir.
Steven Preciado is our producer with Solana. And Jimmy, that's our team today. We got another 2 hours to go. We've had an entertaining first 2 hours. At least I think they've been entertaining. Coach L was great.
Yes.
Sapa Dean did a solid job.
We killed it, Joe. We're killing it, Joe.
Crowder, as always, are at the top of your game. That's why I like filling in, working with you, Crowder, because you come prepared.
Yeah, we talk. I got some notes, handwritten notes, too, Joe. I see you're
a
handwritten. I know you're a handwritten guy, too. That's why I love you, Joe.
Yeah, but you come to a lot of guys. You know, think, oh, I'm going to go do radio, and they parachute in.
Mm-mm.
You do not parachute in. You come ready, which means the other guy's got to be ready. I like that.
What is it? Iron sharpen iron?
Yeah, man.
You
come ready, so that's good. It makes it easy. It makes it more fun, and you're well-loved in this town.
Well, I appreciate it. You know why we're loved? Because we give away $1,000. That's
Ooh,
why, Joe.
That's right.
That's what we do. I know what butters my bread, Joe. We give away money. We make people laugh. You come in and you make people laugh, Joe. That's why we love it. And we love it, and they love us back. It's a mutual relationship.
And so, speaking of that $1,000, ballpark cash on the ticket, the $1,000 home run on the Joe, $1,000 for you to spend wherever you want. This hour's word is Stripe. That's Stripe. So text it to 72881, and you are entered in the contest. You just might win $1,000. Text the word Stripe to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. $1,000 will come in handy this weekend. It's Father's Day.
Yes, and I can't wait. Why is Father's Day so much different than Mother's Day, Joe? You're a little older than me. Can you explain it to me?
Father's Day was the later holiday. It just came along. Mother's Day was the first holiday. They decided to have a holiday honoring moms. And I don't think Father's Day was a holiday until 1970 or 71.
So that's why we do all the cooking on Father's Day, and the mothers have to have
moms are special, more special than dads, I guess.
Why? Okay, well, now let's go a little deeper, Joe. Why is that?
I don't know about that.
Why are moms more important than dads?
Well,
I think I work just as hard as my wife to give our kids a great life and love.
You do. But, you know, they do have the advantage of that they give birth to those child to those children.
Oh, okay. So they had to push.
They win that time, win all the time with that.
Well, I did a lot of work
I'm walking
to
down
make
a,
the baby.
I'm starting
Joe.
To walk down a plank here that might be dangerous.
I worked hard to make the baby, though.
I understand. Well,
back still hurts.
I would not consider that hard work. For.
You don't know how I get down, Joe.
I don't.
I come off the nightstand.
Again, I'm walking down a plank that I think is getting becoming a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is.
So, it is Father's Day.
Okay.
And you are a wonderful dad because I see you out there with the kids fishing and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Taking him to baseball practice and tennis camp.
Yep.
And I see you out there in that golf cart driving those kids around.
Yeah, I love my baby. I just didn't know. Joe, for Mother's Day, we went to Turnberry. We went to the water park. We stayed at the hotel.
You did well.
Two or three nice meals together. Mm-hmm. Father's Day, we just chilling at the house, and I'm going to barbecue. So I'm working on I'm the one cooking for myself on Father's
I understand
Father's
that.
Day.
We went to the Capitol Grill for Mother's Day.
That's a pretty penny there.
It was good.
Where y'all going for Father's Day?
I don't know. They won't tell me.
Wendy's.
Could be. I said, how about burgers and hot dogs? I'll leave it, make it simple. And I was told last night we have a reservation for 5:30.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know where. Now,
you need a reservation at Pollo Tropicana.
Correct. And I have to say this. Our house is under a little bit of construction.
Oh, okay.
We had a little bit of a dilemma a couple of weeks ago. It would be really nice if the insurance company would start coming through so I would know where we are in this process. Not that I want to pressure my insurance company or anything, but it's been 3 weeks.
Put the pressure on.
Isn't that a long time?
Yeah, it's been a long time. And you've been paying their premiums
for years.
That's what it says to me. They want their premium, but when something goes wrong, they want to shuffle their feet.
We had a little bit of water damage because of the refrigerator. And it happened to ruin all of my floors, which is a good thing. I know a floor guy.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
DBJ. Yeah.
But
my man.
That being said, we are in a holding pattern.
Okay.
And the area between where we like the barbecue and the kitchen is kind of messed up.
Oh, okay. You a burgers and dogs guy?
I am. I like burgers.
But
you know?
Is that a real barbecue, though? Burgers and dogs?
I was just trying to make it simple. That's all.
Oh, okay. Because I know you got to go ribs, brisket.
No, I can't go. I mean, I'm not that good.
No, you can't go next level, Joe?
No.
Some ribs?
No, no.
You put the coals on
one
side?
I mean, we could if someone volunteers. Now, my wife is excellent at barbecuing.
Oh, she is.
She's really good, so it could be an arm wrestle on who gets...
Joe.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we did steaks and lobster.
On the grill. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's,
like,
that's next level.
You're a big seafood guy.
Oh, I love lobster.
Lobster on the grill?
What's the damn churrasco, the outside skirt?
The little skirt steak?
Not the inside, but the real pink one. I'm talking about that dark one.
I like the Fred Flintstone steaks.
The big guys. Oh, the
tomahawk. Yeah, the big tomahawk. You give me the Fred Flintstone steaks and a baked potato. And a cold beer, I'm probably pretty good.
Sleeping good that night, Joe.
I'm good to go.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. But, yeah, Joe, don't cook on Father's Day.
Apparently, we're going someplace.
Let's put our foot down this year. Every father out there, put your foot down. And we're not cooking this Sunday. We're taking it easy. That's what we get. That's what we get. That's all we get. That's what we're going to take.
Solana, what are you doing for your father on Father's Day?
I don't know. I'll figure it out Sunday morning.
See?
Very cavalier. I'll just figure it out.
That's what they do to dads, man. The kids don't even respect us.
Have the headlines changed in the last 2 hours?
There actually has been.
Has there been breaking news?
New headline. There is. There is breaking news, Joe. There is breaking news.
Wait a minute. Did I cover everything?
Before I get to it.
Have I done all the sponsorships and everything so far?
Yep, you're good. You're good. And you gave people the code word, which is really what they care about, Joe.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Really, that, you know,
well, that's
the,
because. That's because.
They want the $1,000.
Let me tell you something. Crowder saved my bacon because, once again, I forgot.
One of my buddies.
By tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'll have the format all figured out.
One of my buddies texts me, all good and well, tell Joe to give us this damn code word, please. He's trying to win that $1,000.
It's important.
We got you, JJ. I got you, coach.
We got you. We got the code word in there. It was because Crowder saved the day.
Stripe, coach.
Like you mentioned, Joe, Crowder comes prepared. You come prepared. I take more of the parachute approach. That's my approach. I parachute in. I'm never prepared. And, you know, I'm just going to wing this. Is that cool with you, Joe?
Your show. You're the producer. Your name is on the show. If you choose,
well, these titles nowadays, they don't really mean anything.
If you choose that path in life, I'm kind of just here. To come out and admit, I'm just going to wing it. As the Mad Dog would say, there's a shoeless guy out there someplace waiting to take a job.
Well, you know, Jimmy's there. Jimmy's in the driver's seat. So, you know, if you don't think I'm doing an adequate job, Joe, you make the
like,
call
you,
to the Maroody call to the bullpen.
Like
this, Jimmy's
oh,
ready
there's
to go.
Jimmy. There's Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's warming up.
This report
I don't
is
have
brought
that authority. I am here merely to kind of steer the ship a little bit.
This report is brought to you by Indeed. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com Indeed.com/credit. Steven, would you be so kind? Give me a Woj bomb sound effect real quick.
Woj bomb.
That's how we do it here, Joe, on the Hawkman.
Now
so
you've
got a sound effect for everything.
There you go.
We've got
there
a sound
go.
Effect for
there
everything.
You now you're
how
impressing
this?
Me.
How about this for a Woj bomb? For those of you not familiar, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. He's an ESPN NBA insider. This moment ago from his Twitter account, Rick Carlisle, Dallas Mavericks head coach, has informed Mark Cuban, the Mavericks owner, today he will not be returning as coach next season.
Oh,
he told ESPN, yeah, he still has 2 years left on his contract, has been the Mavericks coach for 13 seasons, led them to a title over the Miami Heat in 2011, but they have not won a playoff series since then.
I had dinner one night with Rick Carlisle.
Really?
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
Nice dude.
Oh, he was a great guy. Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed. I always followed him. I had a great dinner with him.
What'd you eat?
Steak.
Oh, nice. Medium? Medium well?
Medium.
Rare.
Medium with I also had shrimp cocktail because we were at St. Elmo's.
Oh,
yeah.
That's some fun there, Joe.
You can't go wrong there.
Who picked up the tab?
He did.
But no question, y'all didn't have the awkward time when both
no,
y'all pulled
no.
out the credit card?
Nope, not at
he
all.
He just grabbed it and went.
Yep.
Man,
yes.
I like
yeah.
that.
What I had I had dinner.
He told great stories. It was fun.
Yeah, I had dinner at St. Elmo's in that same Elmo's, Joe, with Big O, and we split the tab. So just so you know, I would have rather have gone with Rick Carlisle.
But yeah, Joe went to St. Elmo's. You went to St. Melmo's with, what did you say?
I forgot
I don't think
what
y'all
the
talking
place
about the
called.
Same place.
St. Elmo's. Like, did you guys split a shrimp cocktail? What?
Joe, you said you feel bad for him. He quit, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you can't feel bad for him. He decided to leave.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah, he got fired. I feel you.
You think Mark Cuban didn't push him out? Well, look, they got rid of Donnie Nelson, so Mark Cuban probably said, "Look, we've gone with this regime far enough."
Oh, so one of those,
yeah,
resign
or
we'll fire you. Yeah, I could see that.
But I think Carlisle's a good coach. He'll resurface. There are plenty of jobs.
Yeah, no, he'll get a job for sure.
All right, Alex Solana, what else is on your list?
All right, guys, so we've been talking about it. The Bucks-Nets game tonight, game 6. Can the Nets, on the road without Kyrie Irving, close out the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee? That's an 8:30 p.m. start time. That line, guys, I still see it at 6 here on my website. I still see Milwaukee favored by 6 at home versus the Brooklyn Nets.
See, I those guys, they do it all the time. Those odds makers.
Yeah.
Any person – after watching the game the other night, would say, there's no way Milwaukee's going to bounce back. Yep. Their heart was ripped out from them. And here they are, a six-point favorite.
Six-point favorites. My bet would be that they win and set it to a game 7, but they don't win by 6. So they could win and we could win if we bet with
are
the
we going to bet?
I think I'm betting,
you're
Joe.
Gonna, I don't bet.
That's what I say. I don't know if we're going to bet.
I'm going to say are we, but it's going to be as if it's your money.
So it's we're not betting then if it's all my
and
money.
And you have more money than I do because I know where you live.
Joe, that raggedy little neighborhood I live in.
Oh, yeah.
We just got electricity a couple days ago.
Oh, sure you did. You don't live toward 595. You live with, if you were in that direction, you might have an argument. You're in the other direction.
Yeah, I live in the tiny house.
Oh, yeah, you live in the tiny house.
I live in somebody's guest house.
Yeah.
I'm a guest house type guy.
Yeah. Sure.
Some other NBA news, which I found interesting. Josie, not sure your opinion on Zion Williamson, former number one overall pick in the NBA, but per The Athletic, there's some family members of Zion Williamson concerned with his future in New Orleans. Some of his family members would like to see Zion on another team because of the Pelicans' failure to put the right pieces around him.
Well, they just fired their coach.
Yep.
So they're apparently trying to find the right pieces.
But they had Steven Adams, they had Lonzo Ball, they had Brandon Ingram, all the people they acquired from L.A. when they made that move. Like, what do they want to put around them? Kevin Durant, yeah. Kyrie Irving, and James Harden? Like, he's supposed to be a star. He can't just be around a bunch of stars. I'm not a Zion fan, Joe. I don't know if you don't know this, but yeah, I'm not a fan of Zion. He just complains. His family complains. He eats. I don't know if they eat. I don't like him.
I think that's what's going on, though, Crowder. I think, you know, he's just sick of the gumbo. He wants to switch up the cuisine. You know, like he's over the po' boy. He's over the gumbo. He was never a big fan of that Louisiana cuisine. Zion wants something different.
Maybe he'll ask Mike Krzyzewski after he retires at Duke to go coach Zion. But the timing doesn't match up. Because Coach K is giving Duke one more year, and the Pelicans just fired their coach, Van Gundy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, Joe.
So I guess not.
So Lana's got to send them those croquetas.
Ooh, Zion right. down here? I don't know Zion down here. Nah, that won't work. You got too
you
much
just don't
meat
want him on
him.
The heat.
Yeah, man. And, like, you can't really leave hogs out in, like, 100 degrees because they can't sweat. So, like, he has trouble sweating, so you can't bring him down here to this season.
He has had a bigger impact than I thought.
Yeah. No, yeah, he can
I
play.
I thought – I did not think he'd be have the impact on the game that he's had so far. I didn't think he'd be the scorer that he is. I mean, there are games where he's stuffing the stat sheet, putting monster games together. And I thought he was going to be, at the NBA level, a guy that just got a bunch of rebounds and putbacks.
Yeah.
But he blows by people and – jams it and shoots it pretty well. He's worked on his shot. I think he still scores most of his points probably right around the basket. But
yeah, not probably, Joe.
He has been more impactful than I thought.
Yeah. No, he can play. Joe, and that's it. I don't think the guy's terrible, Joe. My argument with him is people are saying, like, he's an MVP candidate. He can't shoot. He doesn't shoot. He doesn't want to shoot. He can drive. He's strong. He can lower his shoulder. I understand that. He's gigantic, but just the longevity of his game, I don't think it's going to do anything. And kind of proved my point last year because he was an all-star. He was averaging, I don't know what, mid-20s per game and, you know, stuffing the stat sheet like you said. And they still didn't even make it to a play-in game in New Orleans. Like, how good is he if you can't make it to a damn play-in game?
And part of his
game?
Job is to carry them. That's why they picked him numero uno.
I know, and his shoes can't even carry him. So how is he going to carry a franchise when his shoes don't even carry himself? Joe, I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Some interesting news. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes announced as the Madden 2022 cover athletes. So they're going back to two athletes on the cover, and EA chose the MVPs. Tom Brady, that's Crowder's boy, and Patrick Mahomes.
I like that.
They always pick the best player.
Mm-hmm.
They've missed out on a couple of guys through the years. LaDainian Tomlinson was never on Madden. Wasn't Madden a jinx if you got on the cover?
It used to be that Madden jinx. I think in the last couple of years, that whole Madden jinx, you're going to get injured thing has been debunked or whatever. But it's why you got to go two quarterbacks? There's great defenders that we can't. Aaron Donald can't get a little love. Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Howard, 10 interceptions. Why you got to go two quarterbacks?
Do you have Madden in your house?
No. I'm not a big fan of video games, and I don't let my kids play yet.
No.
Well, that's a waste of life.
Joe, I'm on your side. Yes,
Crowder's. Crowder's Madden rating was never very good, so he has a grudge.
Oh, it wasn't. Against. We looked it up. I was 87 one year. That's pretty good.
By the way, Joe, you mentioned LaDainian Tomlinson. LT actually turned down the Madden cover in 2007 because of the curse. He was so sure of the curse, he turned down the cover. I can't remember who it went to. 07, was it Vince Young, maybe? 07, Young.
Madden,
but Dante Culpepper, maybe, but
Sean
yeah,
Alexander.
Sean Alexander. Okay.
The Madden game became popular after 2000, right? So what would Marino have been like in Madden?
99.
Overall, yeah. No
yeah,
doubt.
he would have been a top rated guy.
But he would have been great on the cover, right?
Marino. Oh yeah, man, good looking with that curly, beautiful hair. Yeah, I would go with Dan Marino.
I gotta plead some ignorance here because I'm not a big video game either. Is Marino like in the game? Can you get a game with Marino?
Solana, did they have like legacy players or something?
Hall
like
of Fame or something like that?
Yeah,
all time great teams.
Yes, I've played with Marino before in Madden, so yeah, you can play with Marino. They do that. Like, you can play with the legends. You can get legends packs, and you can really customize your team. to make it fun for guys like you.
That's cool. What Legends pack am I in? Can you send me the link?
The ugly pack. They have a pack. The ugly players.
You coming
bad
back,
teeth.
You coming back to work on Monday, Solana? I had to warn you again. Now
we had Madden in my house briefly, 1 year, and I have to say that I lost to my kid. She was really good with the, you know, the joystick thing. She was quicker than me.
Joe, you could roll coverages. You could.
Didn't matter. I couldn't hit the buttons fast enough. So I was in the airport, and the University of Miami basketball players, we were sitting in the airport, and they were playing Madden. And I said to one of them, my kid beats me at this game. And they looked at me and said, dog, you got to practice when she's at school.
That's good advice. Good advice.
Quickly, your U.S. Open leaderboard update. It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Now a three-way tie atop the leaderboard right now. Brooks Koepka, Matthew Wolf, he snuck his way into a tie for first place. And Patrick Rogers, all three under par. And then it seems to be like a four-way tie at two under par for second place. Again, that's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. That bad weather, those gray clouds Josie was talking about, they've snuck on over to Kendall, which is where I'm located right now. Partly cloudy around the rest of South Florida. Showers continue to impact parts of the area. Make sure you're driving safe out there. That is your weather.
Very good job, Solana. Well done. We appreciate it.
Just parachuted right in, Joe.
You did.
Just for you.
And you updated the weather to make it more realistic.
Yeah, I was sarcastic.
I tried. Yeah. I tried.
All right. I'm going to watch golf this weekend. I always watch this tournament on Father's Day.
Yep.
You know, the crowd is rowdy, and now everybody can go to the tournament. U.S. Open's full capacity.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so those people, those are really loyal, passionate, crazy golf fans. They make it even more interesting.
Yep.
They'll be yelling and screaming all kinds of stuff.
Can't beat it. Huh? Can't beat it. That's why you. The fandom is what makes sports. I really do believe.
Yeah, and fans have come back strong to events. Don't you think?
Strong and violent. I've seen a lot of fights and running on the court.
But I mean, loud.
Loud,
right?
A lot of passion, but there's some idiots out there that became more idiotic sitting in the house for a year.
I want to talk to you about big plays, big play people when we come back, Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm so mad at video games I can't push buttons fast enough.
It's not just you, Joe. I won a state championship calling defenses, and I can't play video games. I'm terrible. I never even try.
The baseball games, it's all about it's all about hitting the buttons fast enough so you can hit a home run, right?
Yeah, you got to move the little as the ball comes. You got to move it into the strike zone, Joe. I'm with you, Joe. You're preaching to the choir. The hell with them video games, Joe. Me and you enjoy life out there in the world.
That's correct.
We're men.
I get out there. What's a simple pleasure for you in life, Crowder?
Fishing.
Just throw the line out.
Just throwing it out.
Simple pleasure, right?
Having
out in the boat, nobody around you.
Even in the backyard.
Backyard?
Just having a bait in the water with a chance for a fish to grab it just makes me feel good.
Nice, calm lake.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Good old funky Buddha hop gun next to me. You can't beat that, Joe.
Morning or evening?
Usually morning.
Morning,
usually
nice
at dawn.
We had a good one the other day, simple pleasure. We were at the beach early in the morning. Yeah, sun was coming up. Sun was the rays glistening off the calm ocean like the reflection of a million jewels.
Oh,
it was just peaceful, pleasure.
What beach?
Hollywood.
That's nice.
Nice beach.
And in low traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't go down south with all them people
South
walking
Beach?
Around.
No. A lot of crowd. Big crowd in South Beach.
Yeah. Then
Hollywood's easy to get to.
I was going
to
say, in Fort Lauderdale's busy, too, when you get around the elbow room and all that.
Yeah, I like going to Fort Lauderdale. I like walking over the bridge there.
You like the crazy
I have a special parking spot off of Los Olas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a special connection.
Well, don't tell everybody.
No, I'm not going to tell anybody.
It won't be special anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I can park my car someplace special and then make a very nice – that's a simple pleasure. You know what a simple pleasure for me is? Making that walk without the damn bridge going up.
You get caught on the bridge.
Yeah, all the time.
Joe, you better not let me see you on the news hanging on that bridge as it's going up.
All the time. I get stopped. The bridge goes up. Does not matter what time. Even though it says like 20 after the hour or 20 before the hour, it does. It's like I have LoJack in my shorts or something.
As soon as you get on
the bridge. As soon as I get on that bridge, it goes up.
Do you ever try to beat the beat the bridge?
Not anymore. I'm too old. Maybe maybe when I was young and more mischievous.
Take off running and see what happens?
Maybe.
No. Joe, I bet not see you on the news. Like when they catch them cats up there.
Oh, no. My goal now in life almost is just go through without any outside problems.
Just make it.
Just make it.
You just coasting now.
No, don't say coasting. Well,
just cruising.
Cruising.
You don't want no turbulence.
Correct.
I got you. Right. That's a good way to do it.
Just want to do my job, do the things I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
Get on through. Everybody else, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I'm not offended. Whatever you do, you do. You know what I'm saying? Everything is good, but just let me get from point A to point B.
I can't wait to see you holding onto that bridge one day. Ooh, I'm going to laugh.
You ever jump off a bridge?
Yeah, all the time when we were kids.
Your kids?
Yeah.
Hallover had a great bridge to jump off of.
Yes, Hallover has one. There's one, I don't know how to tell people that, but there's.
don't tell. Because you know what's going to happen? They're going to say, oh, my God, did you hear Josie and Crowder said? They said jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
No, don't jump off a bridge.
I never did.
If you're thinking
lying.
About jumping off a bridge, there's a line for you to call.
I was lying. I never jumped off a bridge when I was little.
We have to put a disclaimer up for everything in life. We're not talking about now. Don't jump off a bridge now.
You good. Everything's okay.
Our era, kids would jump off a bridge.
Yeah,
just to see what it was like.
You know what?
Oh, damn. The jump was really good, but nobody figured out about the current.
Yeah, go back to the video games. Well, nowadays, they have all the electronics, Joe. Back then, we had to find stuff to do.
This was probably – I'm going to really date myself on this one, but it just popped in my head. Did you ever see Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
No, I've known
you
the
never
name.
Saw
I've
that
never
movie?
Seen the movie.
Coach L would have seen that movie. Steven, you've never seen it?
I know of it, but I haven't seen it.
So just get it and cue it up to the spot where they jump off the mountain, but they're being hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Butch says to Sundance, we're going to have to jump off. And they go, whoa, they jump. And it wasn't the jump that killed him, it was the damn current that nearly killed him, including the fact that, which one was Butch? Butch was Paul Newman, I think. He said, they're in the river, now they're being swept down the river, and he can't swim.
Oh,
it's a bad time to tell your partner you can't swim.
It's a big problem not to be able to swim when you jump into the damn river.
I was going to ask you about big plays in the Dolphins, but we were talking about big jumps instead. But when we come back, we're going to dive into – nice play on words there, huh? Dive into the Dolphins, a little more of the Dolphins and the Canes. All right, we'll do that. When we continue, Josie filling in for Hawk with Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on, man. Everybody likes to walk past some crackheads every now and again, don't you?
Hawk and Crowder.
Approaching 5 o'clock, Josie in for Hawkman with Crowder. Alex Solano, Stephen Preciado, Jimmy Garcia is with us. That's our team for another hour and 10 minutes. Hawk is out today and tomorrow, and for some reason has been gracious enough to say, Josie, come in and sit in the big chair. So keeps me occupied during the summer as we plow our way toward football season. I was going to ask you about the Dolphins and camp, but I want to call an audible on that, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you guys talked about it during the week. I don't know. What did you think about this proposal, this college football proposal, to go to a 12-team playoff?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I understand. I've seen both. I've heard the argument of the underdogs, you know, the fifth. Because if you have four, now the fifth and sixth get upset. You have eight, then the ninth to get upset. So I understand people being mad and saying, hey, you can't just have the power fives in there. And you know SEC is going to make it, ACC. Like the winner of those conferences is going to make it. I understand one side of it. But I don't see 12 teams that can win a championship. I don't see 12 teams that can. They're going to make more money, Joe. We're going to have more football. So am I against it? Would I be mad if they go to 12? No, we're going to have some more games. You're also making 18-year-old kids play now 16, 17 mm-hmm. games a season. There's just so much to it that I don't think the money that they're going to make off this proposal, Joe, to answer it generally, the money they'll make off this proposal, I don't think it's worth everything else that's going to come in the wake of having a 12-team playoff.
If this proposal had been in play since the beginning of the college football playoff, your Gators would have been in the playoff three times.
Yeah.
Miami would have been in the playoff in 2017. 27 additional schools would have been in the playoff at least one time. And there would have been 2 years, 2017 and 2018, where there would have been four teams in the playoff with three losses.
See, and I don't that. But that, see, that I, that's the part.
No,
way,
see,
Joe.
I like that part.
That three yes. loss team can yes. get in a playoff.
Yeah.
They should melt their cleats. You've lost three times.
No, I think it gives you because now and everybody says, oh, the regular season, every game counts, but you could lose your first two games and you're out. The rest of your season doesn't mean anything. If you have a chance to recover at the end, maybe at the end of the season you find your team or your team finds its personality and they get hot at the right time. I like that. I like having that opportunity.
The getting hot thing. I see what you're saying. You figure it out. Or you have a young team.
You have a young team that gets better. And all of a sudden, week 10, 11, 12, oh, man, you might not want to play that team. And they win their playoff games. All of a sudden, they become the champion.
I guess
it gives you more. You know, hope's not a great plan, but it gives teams hope.
Yeah, and at a college level, I don't – the whole thought is that, oh, you've lost four games now. Oh, well, we can't win it. So
correct.
I don't
– You see it.
You can see it.
When you go out and you see these kids come off the practice field and they know that they're not playing for a championship, in some markets, that's the only thing that they're supposed to be playing for, I think they find it hard to be motivated, which I know the argument coming to that is going to be, well, that should be motivated for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. And now you have more and more kids bailing out of bowl games, opting out. I think for the preservation of the game, they've got to find a way to make the entire season meaningful. Not just go, okay, it's meaningful because every game's a playoff game. Except for 50% of the teams that halfway through the season, they're done.
But, Joe, what about the point that – and I'm with you. See, that's the one thing, too, the motivation side. And it gets to me as a competitor. Because it's like you said, the argument to, hey, you should be motivated to play. You're a starter on a Power 5 team. What the hell are you talking about? We can't win a championship. Go show out. Go make your family, your school happy. Go earn your damn scholarship, if that's what you want to say. Whatever the motivation is, the motivation's there. So that kind of – it rubbed me the wrong way because I was on Ron Zook's Gators. We weren't winning any national championships, Joe, but I went out and busted my tail every day to try to get better as a person and make my defense better. But on the side that if we have a 12-team playoff, you're going to play 12 regular season games. Then if you're good enough, you'll play in your conference championship, and then you might have a chance to play another three games before going to the championship, Joe. We're talking about 18-year-old kids.
I think it's too many games.
Playing an NFL schedule, 17-game schedule.
And if you're Notre Dame, by this proposal, Notre Dame could go 12-0 and win by an average of 25 points a game and not be one of the top four seeds.
See, I kind of like that because it's Notre Dame.
Well, I get that. But
I see what you're saying. I see
now,
the point.
You know, to your point, you know, I remember a couple years ago, Hurricanes were struggling, and you know you when you have my job, you don't become friends with the players, but you your job is to slightly mentor them also.
Yeah,
you know, and you follow their story and you want to tell their story and you get attracted to their story. You root for them. So we had a particular player who I thought was just a rock solid kid, had a bright future. And I could see him coming off the field of practice, and his head was down. I had to do an interview with him. And I said, you know, when you go into that stadium on Saturday, we're going to play Georgia Tech. I said, when you go into that stadium on Saturday, when you come out on the field, there's a thing in one of the end zones. When you come out of that one end zone, you look up to the other end zone, there's going to be a big square thing at the other end zone that lights up, and it keeps score.
You had to tell him that?
And I said, you know, that's what you're playing for.
Yes.
Right? I said, that's what you're playing for on Saturday night. But there's that disappointment, that crushing disappointment when you get knocked out of what is supposed to be a season-long tournament is what people try to say. Oh, it's a season-long tournament. Yeah, but for some, they're out after 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And their team isn't ready. But then later in the year, they catch fire.
Yep. And you know what, Joe? Just talking through it now, we're discussing it. Where is – are we going to – am I going to – I'll put it on me. Am I going to nitpick the numbers? Because if you add it, you take it to 6 or 8. I think 8's a round number because then it 8-4-2-1. Like 8 is a good number. Now with 12, you're going to have buys.
Right.
So now some teams are going to play 17. Some teams are going to play 16. Like what – am I against them extending it? No. I think 12's too far. I think there's no chance for the number 12 team to win the national championship. I really do.
To be honest with you, Crowder, I'd be happy with this. I'd be happy if they went back the old way to a certain extent. They already have a selection committee that is going to decide half of the teams that are going to go to this tournament, right?
Yep.
So in the old days, you played bowl games on New Year's Day. To put all the conference champions in the bowl games the way they had it, ACC's coming to the Orange Bowl, SEC's going to the Sugar Bowl, Big Ten, the Pac-12 are going to go to the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl is going to have the Big 12 and an at-large team. Let's pick, I don't know, what do you want, whatever number you want, 6 bowl games, 4 bowl games, 8 bowl games, whatever it is. Whoever's ranked number one on the New Year's Day, if they win their bowl game, they're the champion. If they lose, next highest team, they're the champion.
That next, oh, so what, you say one would play 8?
No, I'm not saying that they would even seed them. I'm saying.
Okay, you just the highest.
Yeah.
Oh, just you're talking about back when I was in school.
Right. Listen, the ACC, the ACC champion of the ACC is going to the Orange Bowl. They might be ranked number one. They might be ranked number 5.
Yes,
right?
I got you.
The team, number 5 might become number 1 because the ones in front of them might lose.
CFP, they are cussing you out right now, Joe. You're losing billions doing that. Going back to the prehistoric way of letting every regular season game count. Oh, don't do that, guys.
So now we have a champion. We have an argument.
Yeah.
All the games matter, and the kids will play in a bowl game. And by the way, some of those lesser bowls, like, I don't know, the Independence Bowl, the Weed Eater Bowl,
yeah,
the ones that we've been going to too many times lately.
Cheese it.
Can't they make some of those games like the first game of the year?
Oh, to swing it.
Yeah.
Joe, you should call somebody way more important than me and tell them
these ideas.
I should
be the commissioner of college football.
Or at least get in touch with him.
We got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up, so don't go away.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We got Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.